Welcome to Bots, Bots, Bots. This is how we start the podcast now.
No, we don't start the podcast like that. Except this one time, I guess, because the podcast has started now.
Oh, you were happy with that one?
There's nothing I can do about that.
I don't know. It's hard to figure out how to start a podcast.
I don't know how to start a podcast.
I know, that's why I had to say something.
They didn't include that in the instructional book, How to Start a Podcast for Dummies.
Oh, we should get that book, though.
Yeah, if we bought the book, maybe we would have read how to start it.
Yeah.
Well, we watched BattleBots.
Yeah, we watched the episode of BattleBots, episode number 5.
That's right. This episode of Bots, Bots, Bots contains spoilers for episode number 5 of season 5 of BattleBots.
Yeah, you should have watched it by now. It's a pretty decent episode.
I liked it. There were some good fights.
Yeah, there was a lot of excitement and a lot of...
Carnage.
And then just like a whole bunch of not carnage.
Yeah, a lot of not carnage and a lot of drama.
Yes.
Ugh. Again with the drama.
So much controversy all the time.
Trending right now, controversy.
Yes. Oh, it does my head in.
Yeah, look, I'm over it too. But I guess you can't avoid it. It's TV.
Yeah, television will do that to you.
You know what's better than TV?
What's better than TV?
Podcasts.
Yeah, there's less controversy in podcasts.
There's probably still some.
But... I mean, unless you're Joe Rogan or some shit, I don't know.
Oh, let's not even go there. How dare you? Don't you say his name.
Look, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Do we need to go to the pits? I feel like there's something we needed to fix up on our podcast that was broken.
We said Aegis wrong a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah, we said it's, what is it? Aegis?
Aegis, or...
That sounds like ageist.
I know. And I think Chris Rose also said, like...
Aegis?
And I was like, I don't know which one is true.
I mean, it's not Ewart, it's Ewart.
Oh, yeah, it's not... Oh, my God.
This is the hot goss.
Yeah, we watched the live video that Chris Rose did with Hydra's driver.
I know what's under the hat, Jake.
But yeah, his last name isn't Ewart, it's Ewart. It's really just changed a whole lot for me.
I mean, he said they said it wrong in the first season. They said Ewart, and they just decided to stick with it for four more seasons.
So weird.
I mean, which do you prefer
of this
person's last name?
Look, Ewart is just funny.
I like it.
I like it's got a certain charm to it.
Yeah,
for sure.
It does.
Well, let's start at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, my boys, Black Dragon.
Versus Claw Viper. Both pretty solid bots, honestly. One is very fast, one hits very hard.
I mean, Claw Viper, very scary control bot. And yeah, their main takeaway is that, yeah, they're really fast. The problem with relying on being a fast bot is you're only fast until you get real bent out of shape.
Yeah, and then you're not fast anymore.
No, which is what we saw happen.
Yeah, you can't really run away anymore.
Also, I mean, went for the box rush immediately. Smart. But, you know, Black Dragon just managed to dodge right out of there. It was
absolutely so
beautiful.
It was amazing.
Claw Viper just slammed into the wall.
Which was so funny.
It would have been like little cartoon stars spinning around them.
Yes, if they were a Looney Tune.
I would love someone to edit that.
Oh, we could edit that.
Yeah, maybe. Let's not make any promises.
No, let's not. But we could. No, it was a really good fight on Black Dragon's behalf. They were super dominant throughout that whole match. Like, really didn't let Claw Viper get away from them.
Something, speaking of Black Dragon, something that was interestingly revealed later in this episode was in their fight with Kraken, their fire actually did damage. It actually, you know, melted through the Kraken's airline, which is why they couldn't get any pressure on their clamps.
Yeah. So, really, flame bots are effective.
I mean, you wouldn't think the fire coming off Black Dragon looks like it does much. It just looks like it's more for show, you know?
Yeah.
But there you go. If you don't protect your parts, or... I mean, I don't know how you protect your parts from fire.
Yeah, I mean, especially unless you're Gruff, you can't really.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm sure he knows. Ask Gruff.
But yeah, it was a really good match. Black Dragon came out on top. They did an excellent job. I love their little slogan that they have for their team.
On the flag.
On the flag. Build the best, destroy the rest.
That is catchy.
Oh, so good.
Very good. Burn them all.
Yeah, burn them all. I forgot that they said that last time.
Oh, we also forgot Farouk's intro in this.
Found out he's very afraid of snakes.
That was a good intro.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But yeah, all in all, good match. Went to Black Dragon in the end. Pretty entertaining all around.
Yeah, pretty entertaining. Well done, Black Dragon.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them in the top 32, honestly. I think they'll make it.
They're just such... They keep their cool. They're such good drivers. Their bot hits hard. They have multiple configurations. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Next match.
Jackpot versus Ghost Raptor. The $4,000 bot versus the... I think the bot whisperer said $40,000.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if
he was just sort of... spitballing a number, yeah. But yeah.
Wow, what an absolute match this was, though.
You can't argue with that performance.
No, this was amazing. Jackpot handing it out for free at this point.
It was three big hits.
Yeah.
And it was done. I mean, to be fair, Ghost Raptor, you know, they were looking strong. That weapon spins up and it looks great, and the driving wasn't there. They just showed their rear straight away.
Yeah, which really doesn't seem like
a bit of a hit. And, you know, sometimes a hit doesn't look like much, but it's hard to know what's shaken loose.
Yeah.
And, you know, what it might reveal on the next hit.
Yeah, but that next hit.
Yep.
That next hit. Jackpot. Oh my gosh, just absolutely. Just got the perfect amount of leverage underneath Ghost Raptor's primary weapon, and it just popped off.
Yeah. It was a perfect hit. It looked like they just hit the underside, of their bar and just popped it right off, which Chuck Pitts' face at that point, not good.
No. I feel so bad for Chuck. He really puts his whole heart and soul into these matches.
It must be really hard having been out of it for so long, trying to come back strong, you know, with a design that he obviously really loves, that I really love.
I love the design of Ghost Raptor, but... Man, Jackpot just has something good going.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to work on its driving. It seems to have trouble driving while it's spun up. If it could do both well, then, you know, that's a real powerful bot.
Absolutely. I am so proud of the Jackpot team.
You're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, you really are.
Cha-ching.
I love the new slot machine... decal situation on Jackpot as well. Obviously the glitter's great. I don't know, I'm just really excited to see how Jackpot goes. I'm loving them at the moment.
People would be fearing them in the pits because absolutely. That is
what a hectic thing to do.
A heavy hitter.
Yeah,
those double sort of, I don't know what you call them, diamonds.
Yeah, they call them diamonds, but I think that's just because diamonds is a
I mean, they're kind of diamond-shaped.
No, but I think they made them specifically diamonds because their whole thing is, like, poker cards.
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah. But, yeah, you could tell that Chuck Pitzer with Ghost Raptor was really anxious and nervous before going into this matchup. The way he was talking, he seemed kind of reserved. And maybe that's just him as a person. I don't know. But yeah, he was devastated.
I think he's got a bit riding. I really hope Ghost Raptor can pull it together and maybe get a win on a third match.
That would be really nice to see.
It would be good to see Ghost Raptor do what it can do. I believe it can do.
I have full faith in Ghost Raptor coming back strong, but...
You know, they took some damage here and, like, really got a bit ripped in half.
Oh, they got more than a bit ripped in half. They did get ripped in half.
Well, they did, but I think in a way, I think this comes down to the design of Ghost Raptor. It looks quite modular, so I think the repairs will be pretty easy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was just watching a robot get ripped in half is the whole point of watching the show, though. So I was honestly thrilled to see that happen.
It was glorious.
It was absolutely amazing to see this rookie just absolutely annihilate. Good work, Jackpot.
Good work. On in the next fight, Tigo, we had Sub-Zero's return versus Grabbot, who we haven't seen.
And I was excited to see.
Yeah.
Those little hands are so weird.
I just, you know, they explained the premise. It was like, okay, they want to grab onto the other bot, but I don't think those hands are big enough to grab a lot of bots.
Yeah, where are you meant to grab onto a bot?
There's a lot of bots you can't grab.
And there's a lot of bots where if you were to grab, you would lose your hands.
I think they're just having fun.
And go for it, honestly. Like, have fun with Grabbot. Sub-Zero did really well. Considering the history of Sub-Zero, I was really happy to see them succeed in this one. I'm still so confused about why they have a drone when they're a flipper bot.
They actually did flip Grabbot into their own drone.
It doesn't make any sense. sense to me.
It's because his dad is there, and it gives something for his dad to fly, and he gets to be a part of the match, and it was beautiful.
No, you're right. It was beautiful. They had a really lovely moment when they won the match.
It was touching. It was. Like, I love you, and it was so nice.
It was really lovely to see. I personally can't imagine what it would be like to be a father and son combo on a sport like BattleBots, mainly because I'm a daughter. but...
It was great, this match. Sub-Zero really had a point to prove, and they just flip after flipped Grabot. They actually flipped them into a hammer strike at one point, which was something I had never seen.
It was actually quite nice, really. Like, they did a very good job of timing that. It was really good.
I also liked when Grabot initially came out, their sort of safety for the grabber hands looked like kind of handcuffs, like Perspex handcuffs, and which, this was hilarious.
It's so good. Like, I love it when the safety for a bot is also part of, like, a gimmick of the bot.
Yeah, I didn't think they were handcuffs, but, like, they looked kind of like, and I was like, oh, that bot's wearing handcuffs.
It was very good.
It cracks me up.
Yeah, I do wish to see Grabot be able to do anything.
I know for a fact that we can see it get its front or back panel get completely torn off by Gigabyte. That's in the intro clip.
Oh.
For the show, wow. In the first episode of the show, remember?
Yes.
So, good. Yeah, look forward to seeing the insides of Grabot. Sorry, Grabot.
Next match.
Oh, what a doozy. Hydra versus Huge. Sorry, I misspoke. Hydra versus Huge.
That's better. That feels better.
Wow. So, yeah, Jake Ewert, he was the man with a plan, and a contentious plan this is. He brought what has been dubbed the bike rack.
Yes.
A bolt-on modification to Hydra that more or less keeps Huge at a distance and is a big cow catcher, I would say.
Yeah, it doesn't allow Huge to get close enough to hit them, but also doesn't allow Hydra to use its main weapon.
Could Hydra have fired its main weapon? This is the question.
It looked to me like, I mean, from memory, going back to when we watched it this morning.
Yes.
It looked to me like it was bolted across where the flipper would be, and maybe there'd be enough.
Even if the flipper can flip, though, I guess the thing is the bar keeps Huge away, so there's no chance for it, Hydra, to be able to flip Huge. Essentially rendering Hydra's primary weapon also not a weapon.
Yeah, it's really confusing. I understand why Jake from Hydra decided to put this on. As he said, why would I go out there and purposely take damage when I can avoid it? I've done this because I watched the Bronco fight where Bronco got annihilated. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty fair. But also, you're a lot smaller than Bronco is. And Bronco didn't put on some crazy giant attachment.
I really appreciated when Jenny Taft actually said in the post-Pitts interview, you know, what do you have to say to the Hydra fans that wanted to see Hydra take on Huge? And, you know, that really was the main point. It's like, you took the entertainment out of it.
Absolutely.
You just wanted the win. And I get that he's playing the villain card and really doubling down on that.
Yes, it's driving me crazy.
But there are Hydra fans out there, you know, that would have loved to see how high Huge could get flipped.
Absolutely.
Because Bronco got some flips on Huge. And I reckon Hydra would have done a good job.
I personally agree. Like, I totally think that Hydra could have been in with a chance to flip Huge. Huge has got giant wheels. You could have been able to do something.
When I heard there was a modification coming, I thought it was going to be like a big spatula so that, you know, you didn't have to pinpoint the wheel. You just get under the wheel with your big spatula and flip it. And that would have been hilarious.
I would have loved to see a big spatula. I would have loved to see a more offensive attachment rather than a giant defensive attachment.
Think how many burger jokes Chris and Kenny would have been.
Right? I personally am disappointed with the outcome. I really...
Well, the outcome, yeah, we haven't even mentioned. So Hydra took this based on control and, I guess, aggression.
Yeah, look, I guess so. But it was just really... You could really tell that Jonathan Schultz was disappointed in the matchup.
Yeah.
He even said, if you want to have an actual fight... we will have one. Like, because it really wasn't anything.
Yeah,
there was no... Hydra didn't try.
I really liked the way Jonathan Schultz handled this fight, like, post this loss. You know, he was such a good sport about it. So humble. And, yeah, I thought that was great. I think the icing on the sour cupcake for me was during the match when... Hydra was really had huge in the corner and was being told to back away by the ref, but refused. Well, he sort of like backed off, but then, you know, like a foot. I don't know.
Yeah. Kenny described it as when like your older brother or something is like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And they're like an inch away from your face. And you're just like, get out of here. That's exactly what it felt like. And I feel like he was just being disrespectful to the ref, honestly. I feel like he was like, I don't have to back off anymore. I'm like, the ref is telling you to. You have to do what the ref says. They're the ref. They call the shots.
At the end of the day, you know, all... I couldn't tell whether people were cheering huge or he was being booed. And does it matter?
Ribot were full-blown thumbs down. They were not about it at all. They were pissed off.
Yeah. I would like to hear, you know, Will Bale's opinion and Victor Soto's opinion.
Yeah.
Since the beta rotator fight.
They were quite outspoken about that. I feel like, although in that fight we agreed with the outcome, this fight, it just... Like, Beta didn't modify their bot at all. They just used their own bot to their advantage. Whereas Hydra modified it in a way that no bot could do anything.
At the same time, I will say, to play the devil's advocate...
No need to.
It's no need to, but position has already been filled.
Yeah.
It is okay to modify your bot. You know, I do like when you come up with a quick modification, but I think it's got to be fun. You know, I think you got to remember the golden rule. And it's got to be entertaining. You want to put on a good show. And you modified it in a way that put on not a good show.
That put on no show.
Yeah, it was a no show.
It was kind of just watching... Yeah, it was just watching Huge get herded around by a bot that had so much more potential than that. And I feel like Jake really just chopped the potential off Hydra.
There was one great bit in this match. My favorite bit of the match was when Huge was trying to figure out what to do in this situation. And they had their bot... turned backwards with the little sort of legs. I always call them like Civil War cannon legs. Yeah. And they were sort of using the legs to get in this bike bar, this bike rack, and sort of pull Hydra towards them. And they got a couple hits on the front.
Yeah,
like a little
I feel
bit.
Like if they could have done that a bit more, they might have been in for a win, honestly.
Absolutely. It would only have taken a bit of damage. I'll tell you what they did cause damage to, the hammer in the corner of the box.
That hammer really took a solid hit from Huge. It's got a big hole in it.
Huge is scary.
I don't know if anybody else caught that, but go back and rewatch and look at that hammer because it is missing a chunk.
It's just got a huge, hole in it.
Yeah, I feel like Jake said that he got some hammer hits in, but Huge just hit the hammer.
Yeah.
The hammer didn't hit Huge.
I mean, the hammer did hit Huge, but it didn't do much.
Yeah, it didn't do anything.
Huge is too strong.
Yeah, look, I've got a lot of opinions about this match. And I just wish that we could have seen these two robots fight properly.
I think we will. I think before the season is out, a rematch is coming. How could it not?
I mean, it has to at this point. It's caused such a division.
The pot has been stirred.
Oh, the pot's been... It is boiling over.
Let's move along. You know what? We made some bad picks this week. And one of these was the fight with Fusion and Aegis?
Aegis, yeah. Another Son of Waiachi bot, this time piloted and built by Rhys Ewart, a man of few words.
The thing was, I really thought that this Kevlar sort of fiberglass-looking armor was going to be good, but you learn things when you watch BattleBots.
Yeah, look, I feel like every time we watch, we learn something new, and today we learned, don't use fiberglass, don't use Kevlar.
It's, you know, I'm sure it's very light and very hard, but versus, you know, steel, tungsten, carbide-type weaponry, it's just going to get eaten into.
Yeah, Aegis got ripped to shreds.
We also learned Fusion packs a punch.
Fusion makes a very satisfying hum when it is up to speed.
It is quite scary.
Yeah. Still really need to work on their driving, though.
They were having trouble at the start getting stuck on the floor, but they seemed to pull it together.
Yeah. It seemed like once their weapons were up and running, they were able to maybe they were helping them hover a bit more because of how fast they're going.
It's possible that the air cushion sort of effect.
Yeah, they're playing air hockey with themselves.
Maybe that's how fusion works.
But yeah, poor Aegis just really put their flipper up too soon.
If they'd have got that flip off, it might have been a different match, but they were just moments too soon.
Moments too soon.
And it was all over.
Fusion got underneath them and just ripped their side off.
Oh.
It was honestly, considering the match before, this was a super entertaining match to watch.
Absolutely.
I really wanted Aegis to be good and successful, but also kudos to Fusion for honestly just doing what Fusion's meant to do.
Team Waiachi knows how to build a bot, and, you know, when you build a new bot, it takes time to hone it in. I mean, even when you've got a veteran bot like Witch Doctor, it takes time to hone it in, but we will get to that.
You do this every time.
Yeah, look, it's all related. It's all interrelated.
I mean, you're right.
I like the kind of Reese Ewart's jib. He's a fun man post interview.
He is very serious. Doesn't have much to say. He seemed kind of disappointed.
I didn't read that so much. I think he was just sort of thinking it over.
No, I honestly feel like he is disappointed. Like, he had his hands in his pockets. His dad told him to cheer up. I feel like he's just a bit too hard on himself. He wasn't driving the best, so I think he kind of just got in his head about that. But he won. He should have been stoked. But he just kind of was like, yep, we'll be on the... I can't do a Minnesota accent. I tried and it wasn't going to happen.
I think he's got, you know, it's a new bot and it's clearly a really impressive bot. On paper, we can see how it should work. And that's what we saw happen against Aegis. And I think he just wants it to perform the way he knows it should.
Yeah.
Which is potentially a nut winning bot.
Oh. No, look, it was a good fight. I enjoyed it a lot. Oh, we do need to talk about Aegis coming out on the chariot.
Oh, yeah, this was great. Oh,
amazing walk-in. Also, the man with the gladiator helmet, the bucket helmet, we finally know what team he's from.
I don't know why we didn't put that together, but yeah, now I get the whole story about Aegis. Now I know where that man is from.
Yeah, it's, what a good entrance, but what a shame that bot just got ripped to shreds.
I wonder if they brought more Kevlar. I hope so.
Apparently it's very expensive, so we'll see.
We will see.
I liked that they had two little smiley faces underneath their flipper, though.
Oh, yeah, on the inside.
On the inside. All right, well, I'll stop f***ing around. Big deal versus Lockjaw.
Oh, boy. It was good to see Lockjaw bring their heavier weapon.
Yeah, 13 pounds heavier. That's hectic.
Absolutely. Yeah, really interesting fight. Lockjaw being super methodical about it, super slow.
Yeah, they were really, like, thinking their hits over every time.
That, or I feel like Donald Hudson is just a gentleman fighter. He wanted to, either he was just really slowly, you know, trying to take out the forks on Big Deal or the front, or he just wanted to go front to front and didn't decide to, like, really go to town and drive around Big Deal and, like, hit the sides.
I mean, you can really tell that he could have.
Yeah, I feel like he could have.
Because he sure does scafe around, like,
What is scafing? You've said it all podcast, and I've only just realised what it is.
Scafing, to me, is there is a man that drives on the Holden team called Mark Scafe. He's a race car driver.
Right.
So whenever somebody's driving really well and kind of like drifting around, hugging those corners, I call it scafing instead of strafing.
Yeah, see, I thought you were saying strafing, and I was like, I don't think that means what you think it means.
No, it just means the exact same thing, but heaps more Australian.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, we've cleared that up.
I mean, Big Deal put up a pretty good fight, considering, like, they almost got counted out, and then they could move again, but by then, Donald Hudson had already put down his radio, so...
Yeah, It was a tough one. I'll tell you what, their armor held up better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Those front armor plates on Big Deal, no joke. And those forks, you know, they got bent out of shape, but can
at least they didn't snap off.
Yeah, can also, I don't think they're going to bend them back. I hope they have new forks.
Yeah, I really hope they have new forks. They put up a really good fight. They lasted the full 3 minutes, which is surprising.
Yeah, that is surprising. They did great. Lockjaw took the win, though, and in the post-fight interview, I don't know whether this was an underhanded comment, but there's a quote here. You want it to be destructive and entertaining. I think maybe that's a reference.
I feel like maybe it was a reference to a fight he had watched earlier that day.
Perhaps.
You can kind of tell post that previous fight that he was not impressed.
Yeah.
I feel. I could just be putting words into Donald's mouth, though. Sorry, Donald, if you disagree. Yeah, I feel like that's all there is to cover on that match. Lockjaw won. Big deal put up pretty good fight, considering.
Now, Lockjaw, they also lost the belt, didn't they? And I think he mentioned that, and, you know, it's not something he wants to lose by. It's just losing a belt.
Yeah, exactly. But he still did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
He didn't get stuck in the kill swords, which is very exciting.
That is very exciting. Watch that, man. He knows how to drive.
Oh, yeah.
The main event.
The main event.
Ding, ding.
Kraken versus Witch Doctor.
This was one I was so worried for because I'm always going for Witch Doctor. So are you.
Yeah, but I also love Kraken.
That's the thing. It was just a hard one to watch.
It was hard to watch because I just wanted both teams to win, and that doesn't happen.
Yeah, BattleBots really tugs at your heartstrings. I think the hardest match for us to watch last season was in the semifinals, and it was Deathroll versus Minotaur.
Yeah.
That was devastating to us emotionally.
Yeah.
In having been absolute Minotaur fans and absolute Deathroll fans.
Yeah, that was pretty hectic to watch. Well, straight from the gate, Kraken was excellent at control.
Oh, yeah.
Kraken is a superb control bot.
It's really interesting that they have a zone in their bot that is like, you know, the mouth of Kraken, and they don't mind getting spinners in there.
No!
It's super durable.
They're not scared of it at all.
It's really great, actually, to have, like, a place on your bot where, you know, because instead of armoring your bot, just having, like, something that you can scoop people up into, and their spinners are just gonna stop on it.
Absolutely.
It's a great design.
Kraken really did an excellent job. They got some really good bites in. There was one point where they were biting Witch Doctor, but Witch Doctor was driving around.
It was pretty strange.
It was really bizarre, but I enjoyed it.
I was like, who's controlling who?
Yeah.
The thing that impresses me with Kraken is that those teeth are hand-forged. I've seen videos of them in the front yard forging those teeth, like with a hammer.
And they are strong.
They are so strong. And the problem that Witch Doctor has having is obviously metallurgical in nature, in that their weapon...
What?
Yeah, metallurgical.
What is that?
It's the study of metals.
Oh no, I didn't know that. That just sounds like a made up word.
The problem that Witch Doctor is having with their weapons is obviously that they're too tough and too brittle or something. They got a bad batch of metal, something in the grain structure. They keep breaking and becoming off balance.
Yeah, so then they just get all wobbly dobbly around the battle box.
And
which
can't drive.
It makes it extremely hard to drive. I feel like if that hadn't happened, would have been a different situation in the end.
Yeah.
But honestly, Kraken came out as the winner in this one, and I agree. Like, I was going for Witch Doctor, and I wanted Witch Doctor to win, but...
You can't argue with that performance.
No, Kraken really did a great job, and props to them. They deserve a win. They are such a hardworking team.
It's great to see their design work. I love that Kraken, you know, you look at Kraken, and you think, that bot can't be competitive. Look at it. It's like, it's kind of funny.
It's
like
a fish.
It's a fish. Like, most bots that, you know, have gone thematic and look like a thing, you think, okay, well, they're favoring the theme over the engineering. But in Kraken's case, it's this beautiful balance where it not only looks like a sea monster, but it also is a real robotic monster.
Absolutely. It's an excellent pincing bot. It was a shame to see Witch Doctor go down like that for their second match. They're currently lost two matches now.
0-2, yeah.
I'm nervous for them. I really hope they can fix any issues that they have with their weapons.
Well, they're gonna have to, like they said, duck out and hopefully get something in a pinch.
Yeah.
And yeah, if they stop picking this really hard tool steel, then maybe they'll have something more reliable. Because tool steel is great, but it's also brittle.
Yeah, there is such a thing as too hard.
Is there?
Yes.
Yeah, we found out.
But yeah, what an amazing matchup. I feel so bad for Witch Doctor, but you can tell that they're good sports in their losing. You can tell that they knew Kraken deserved it and that they just need to come back and do better.
I would never count out Witch Doctor. I think when the cards are down and it's not looking good, that's when they double down, they work hard, and I think they're really going to pull through.
Well,
it's
yeah.
just going to be a matter of who they're matched up against next.
Yeah, they did mention Minotaur's beginning season last year. Minotaur were not good at the beginning of last year, but then they picked it up and they ended up coming pretty up in the ladder. That doesn't make any sense as a sentence, but whatever. I'll go with it. So I think Witch Doctor can do the same thing that Minotaur did last year. I think they've got it in them. They've got the passion and the drive behind them. I'm excited to see how they go.
Yeah, certainly. And that's all we got today. We've had a big day here with some, secrets coming up. Very special episode that we'll talk and post about soon.
I'm super excited. It was hard to contain myself.
We've also got, I should mention, a new domain name. If you need to, obviously you're listening to the podcast, that's awesome.
Good on you. Thank you.
But yeah, you can find our website now is www.botsbotsbots.com.au.
Check out
the AU. That's how you know.
Yeah, email us at botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com. Talk to us. Tell us what you think. What do you think about the Hydra matchup? Tell us, like, it was pretty bad. It was pretty hard to watch. And I want to know what other people think of it.
Yeah, I would really love to get some more opinions on that. I'm sure they're out there.
Absolutely. You can follow us on Instagram at botsbotsbots.podcast.
You can find us on Twitter. Honestly, you should follow the Instagram because we post some very silly pictures. I'm not afraid to toot my own horn there. They are a good time.
They are actually the best pieces of art I've ever seen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, we have lots of fun on the Instagram. Come DM us, talk to us. We're always online pretty much because we have telephones in our hands all the time.
If you like the podcast, tell a friend or leave a review on Apple Reviews or anywhere, really.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts is probably the best way to do it because it gets us the most up in the charts, and that means something, apparently. Don't know yet because we're not in them.
We're still finding out, but we'll know when it happens.
Yeah, we'll find out their secrets.
Thanks for listening. We love you all, and we hope you're having an excellent Saturday or whatever day it is you're listening.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time.
On Bots, Bots, Bots.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now. Bye-bye.